great deals are springing up at New York & Company. Starting today, 50% off everything, no exclusions. Plus, only $10 for the perfect shirt. 40 styles to choose from. Dress up time. Over 200 options from maxis to fit and flare perfect for everywhere. Starting at $16.99. Find on-trend, on-sale dresses from the new Ava Mendez collection. Hop online or to stores to get 50% off everything at New York & Company.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Welcome to Ignite Your Luminescent Life, Intuitive Business Mastery with me, your host, Dr. Elena Espinel. I'm a high-performance psychologist and an intuitive business mentor who empowers heart-centered entrepreneurs to express their divine calling through profitable and transformational businesses. And today, I am really excited and delighted to have with me my good friend, Jean Berry. So, Jean, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on, Elena. I'm really excited to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have you. Jean is really a super accomplished creative entrepreneur. She's an intuitive artist and a spiritual guide who teaches heart-centered business owners how to align their businesses spiritually for success. So you can see why she and I have so much synergy together. She is a certified excellent life system coach, and she's certified in 5 different energy healing systems plus fitness dynamics yoga, and has studied extensively the subject of miracles, which is probably something we're going to be talking about today. Jean is also the inventor of Angels, Peacocks, and Butterflies, 100 Days of Miracle Games that actually allows business owners to create a daily right-brained and fun way to implement business action plans. And she often uses this with clients and to get out of their heads, to get them out of the overwhelm, and to start co-creating miracles with the universe so that their bank accounts can start swelling and clients can start coming into their lives, right? So super, super excited to have you. I know I said that she is a creative entrepreneur and intuitive artist, but I just can't, like, I have to highlight the fact that Jean is just such a beautiful and talented artist, and so that she is somebody that has learned to, and it's learning and continuing to evolve on how to weave her artistry through her coaching and through her business mentoring and through all of the different iterations of things you are creating. And so I that's one of the things that I really, really love about you and that I just really connected and resonated with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. When I started painting, it really opened up a lot of other things for me. And so that whole creative piece is business growth, mm-hmm. is having that creative portal open also.
I agree. So before we get into kind of talking a little bit more about your work and the miracles and all of that stuff, which I'm super excited and I'm sure that people are really, really delighted to be hearing, I want to tell those of you that are listening in, if you want to call in with questions, the number to call in a little bit later on is going to be 646-716-7979. And if you actually want to get a copy of our video interview so that you actually get to see us interacting and maybe you get to see some of Jean's art that she has, a beautiful painting of a peacock right behind her, you can do that at, you can sign up to get that video in your inbox at intuitivebusinessmastery.com/radio. Okay, so before we get into all of that deep stuff, Jean, I want our listeners to kind of get to know you a little bit more. And I'd love for you to kind of share a little bit as to, like, how did you get into becoming sort of, I think of you as an intuitive artist. you know, like, and you kind of talked a little bit about art being the portal by which you kind of connected and unlocked lots of things. And so I'm just kind of curious if you can share with us, like, some of your, like, life experience that kind of got you to that place.
Right. And it, you know, every story is so interesting.
It is. I love it.
I had a dear friend, her name is True, actually. She actually died in 2005 from breast cancer. But the 9 years before that, I met her actually when she was going through her second round of chemotherapy. And she figured it didn't work the first time and she probably should look into it. And she and I went on a journey of who knows and why. Like, who gets a miracle? Who gets to have healing? Who gets to have amazing things happen in their life? You know, why does that happen? And it ended up taking us all over the world. She went to China, I went to Kauai, we met in the desert in Sedona, and we met with a lot of, you know, gurus, thought leaders, healers, you know, all across the board. And at the same time, I had this creative awakening and I was in art school. And so the combination of this whole really heady, energetic inquiry attached to art, which is really about what is real, what is where, what is the world about, is the inquiry of art. And the two really came together. And so after Lynn's death, I really was looking for, you know, what is the next thing for me? What am I, what am I tasked to do in light of all that she set out to do? You know, she was such a gift in my life. And I ended up opening a wellness and healing center. It was a nonprofit. It was well before its time. And it was only open for 3 years. And we shuttered our doors. But it was a really exciting time of people reawakening to the idea of healing, the idea of miracles, the idea of creativity, all those things to make life and business work better. So at that point, I decided I was going to go paint. And I rented a studio, and it was 2008, and the economy was crashing. And I thought, oh, this is probably a really bad idea. And so I decided to start another business on top of that, which was completely about marketing, which seemed totally at odds. And yet, the idea of building relationships is an art, and it's about energy, and it's about all the exact same things. And so I built this for the last 9 years. I had built a relationship marketing business, and then was painting on top of that. And eventually, the calling to put that out in the world is what started to show up for me. And so in 2010, I invented the game.
So this is such a beautiful, beautiful story. And you know, you and I have collaborated and talked a bunch, and I didn't know that you had had a wellness and healing center, which is kind of funny because, you know, I mean, we have a wellness and healing center as well that I run on the side. So it's
more
really
things I love about you.
That I'm just so eclectic. But honestly, I think and I hope that this is not an insult to people that don't see them as an artist, but I really do think that it is a time for all of us to kind of really like rise up, speak up, and step into our leadership. But I think that it's especially a time for artists. I think that artists for many, many years have been sort of relegated to being like, okay, yeah, but what are you going to really do, right? Like we are told that our art is not really a thing and that we're all kind of like, so, but yeah, good, good, good. And like, so, but really what, you know, rather than really starting to recognize that the way that we perceive the world, you know, how we create things, like the art, the mind of an artist is really, really beautiful because it's like really all encompassing. And it's really about like a creation that is a very holistic creation. And so we can really honor that and start integrating it with all of the other skills that we have, you know, picked up along the way, then, you know, our world's really gonna benefit in such a great way, you know? And so that's why it's beautiful that I see in you.
I remember hearing Yo-Yo Ma one time say that his job was to go to the edge and then report back.
Ah, I love
and
that.
I think that's a really cool idea for artists to really understand what their role is, to open up the human psyche, to open up what is possible. And that is a very exciting idea.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I'd never heard him talk about the go to the edge and reporting back. I often talk about wanting to like touch the edges of life, you know? So,
I like that. Yeah.
So now you said in 2008, in 2010, you finally sorry, brought everything together. So in 2010, you created this fantastic game. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, I'll show you a little bit. It is actually a real physical game, which is, sometimes when I start to talk about a game in this digital world, people are like, well, where do you find it online? Is it an app? No, actually, it's in a box.
It's in a box.
And it's designed around a whole bunch of really interesting principles of creating miracles. And the idea is pretty simple. It's a game that you play by yourself each day. And so there are three decks of cards. The first one is about who you are being in the world. The second one is about the business area. I like to attach it to business chakras or the energetic systems within our body, which of course translate into our business. And then the third card is what I call a peacock energy card, because it's how we actually get those things done. And so by pulling each one of those cards, we actually then create a sentence that the brain can't finish. And so we must listen to our intuition and our soul's guidance to move that forward. And once we have that space and feel what it feels like to be joy, to be love, to be courage, to be the things we need to be in our business, then we ask our soul's guidance or intuition what our action steps are for the day. And so in this way, you actually create the future.
Well, because it's also about intention. I know that you haven't talked about this much, but I think that it certainly ties into the power of intention and how we co-create the life that we want. So before you kind of guide us through some of this stuff, because I know that you're gonna, and can't wait. But before that, I would love for you to kind of share with me a little bit about like how did this idea come to you? Like, because certainly this is a beautiful manifestation of all of these skills kind of coming together for you. But I'm just kind of curious about like, how did this first come to you that this was the thing that you needed to create?
Well, you know, when I first started learning about coaching and the industry of coaching and learning about myself and that kind of thing, was the first time that there was the suggestion with the mentor I was working with that we could actually consistently hear what good guidance, like from inside of us or from external. Some people view that as external, some people view it as internally. And the idea that we can actually hear consistently good guidance for making decisions, for moving forward, for doing the right things, for doing our gifts in the world. And so that piece was a very new thing for me when I started this. And I think it is a new thing for a lot of people. And so the idea of setting an intention, right? And then consistently asking questions of your guidance to get that answer. And so that piece felt actually kind of hard to me. You know, I was trying to figure out how to really get a practice around that to make it work. And then the other piece of that, of course, the engine that makes it all go is getting an action.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
And so that was the piece then that I never could get done. Mm-hmm. You know, I, for whatever reason, I'd get shut down or things would get in the way or whatever excuses would come up with. I had them all. And so the idea of trying to make that fun and some accountability within it, because those things actually make things then happen.
Yes.
And at the time, I think angel cards were really kind of coming out, and I was thinking cards were a really fun thing. Actually, I wanted a spinner originally. I thought a spinner would be fun.
tell me what you envision as a spinner. I'm having a hard time visualizing a spinner.
So you would have like the 12 areas of your life or the 12 areas of your business, and you could spin the dial, and it would point to one.
Ah, okay. So like a Wheel of Fortune kind of thing?
Okay.
I was trying to figure out, like, what do you mean by the spinner? Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That would be fun, too.
Yeah.
And the idea, then, of having fun is also a fairly new idea in business.
Yes.
Most people look at business, say, well, that's work, and over here is fun.
Yeah.
And what if those intersected? And so all those things simply came together. I'm an idea person anyway, and so I like to throw things out in different ways and see how people react.
Right.
And when I started, I actually printed this out for the first time on my computer and had people doing playing the game. And the reaction was so big.
Yeah.
And the results were so extraordinary that eventually, and of course, I had my own things get in the way, right? All those inner voices and emotional triggers that hit everyone. So that's why it took me so long to finally say, no, now is the time. Uh-huh. And then, of course, there's divine timing, right?
Yeah.
Of when things are right and when things will be accepted when it will work. And so there's that too.
Totally. Well, and, you know, I'm going to share this because I think it's so. It's just so beautiful to really see the synchronicity, you know, like just even of how I met and how you and I reconnected into doing kind of this work. Like we met a couple years ago and, you know, and I remember, you know, really liking you, but it was like we were kind of like each kind of doing our own track, you know, and just like recently this last year, you know, like we were at this event together and I remember like totally like my intuition talking to me and it was like I had just literally sat down and he was like get up and I was like and he was like get up and go outside and I was like okay and I'm like following like just I had no idea so I got outside, everybody's inside and I'm thinking like what the hell, you know, and, it, you know, I went to the bathroom, and it was, like, and then it was all of a sudden, like, I saw you, and it was, like, talk to her, you know, and I remember coming, and you were, like, had just gotten the sample of your game, and you were, like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited, and we opened it together, and we, like, tested it, and it was, like, so, like, it was just such a great, you know, whatever was happening in that room clearly wasn't important for the two of us. Like we needed to be like sharing in that moment and reconnecting in that moment and like how important like just our guidance and intuition like played a role in just us like coming together. It's just, I don't know, like it still kind of gives me the chills.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I got goosebumps while you told the story.
So as we're talking about this, you know, because we kind of veered and I want to come back to this because I thought this was really beautiful that you were talking about what inspired you to go into this. You said you went with your friend Lynn into trying to understand miracles and who gets a miracle. And so I guess I'm curious as to like whether you could share like, so what is a miracle and who gets that?
Well, you know, I think that there are real, of course, there's a bunch of different definitions of miracles. Some of them are very narrow and some of them are much broader. And I like to use a definition of miracles that's a synchronistic event or thing that happens that's unexplainable and that attributes to a divine influence. And so the idea of a gift from the universe. Like you are going down a path and there's a present sitting there for you that either validates where you're going or helps you on the way, or even heals you in a profound way that allows you to do what you're supposed to do on the planet.
Which I love that, so because to me, then that's, I mean, in some ways, by that definition, to me, then intuition is a miracle, right? Like, it's a miracle that we all get to access.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So then tell me, then who gets the miracle? And I'm kind of curious about that.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing. After all those years of study and practice, and who gets a miracle, right? How does this work? Here's a big answer. You ready? Everyone does. Everyone gets a miracle. Mm-hmm. And the reason most people don't get miracles is because they set an intention or a practice to have them happen. And that is what really sets apart an intentional practice for miracles. And some of those quick rise stories for people that have things always seem to go their way.
So you are actually saying, well, you're implying, that you're saying, the implication here is that you actually then need to believe.
That is an interesting question. Because I'm not sure that you do need to believe.
Okay.
Because it's really a function that is automatic. Mm-hmm. And you're creating whether you believe or not.
Okay. Say more.
And if you're not setting intentions that are intentional.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're still creating and being from your patterns of being. Like what you are doing, putting out there is creating your world. And the next level of that is created whether or not you choose it or not. And so it's way more fun to choose it than to just let it happen.
Well, and why I'm kind of leaning in a little bit about this and just kind of, you know, finding this is because, you know, what I'm hearing you say, you know, and I'm kind of going to talk about it just kind of from my framework is we create what we believe, whether it's conscious or unconscious, right? So that you're creating, when we set intentions, then we are creating from a conscious way, right? Like very consciously setting an intention to have something happen versus creating from an unconscious place, which is, you know, we're allowing our old patterning and belief systems and indoctrinations and circumstances and whatever to then dictate whatever the creation is going to be.
Right. Spirituality.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you have the PhD. You come from a real science side, and yet you see the truth in people like us who come from a more spiritual side, that it still comes true from both sides.
Yeah.
Like we come together right there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of why I'm bridging both of these pieces, because I do agree. And the issue that I see is that then a lot of times people think that they don't get miracles because also they don't see them, right? Like, so a lot of times we're getting miracles all the time. We're just not tuned in to receive them, or we're not tuned in to see them developing in our lives.
Right. And that's why I wanted to create a daily practice and in the form of a game, because when you do it regularly, you start to see them and start to acknowledge them, because each day you're looking at, I actually intended that, and look what happened.
Uh-huh.
And opening that miracle portal by doing the actions that show up really allows you then to have something magic happen. And it may be tomorrow, it may be next week, and it may be next year.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you've shifted that energetic flow of what's going to happen.
Totally. And, you know, I often talk about the breakthrough. And a lot of times people think about the breakthrough as being like,
when you get the fabulous result, you know, like all of a sudden, you know, like, you know, you get a flood of clients, or, you know, you healed miraculously or whatever, you know. And I actually think about the breakthrough, to me, the breakthrough is kind of what I would consider to be closest to your definition of a miracle, which is that moment, that shift in perception, you know, where we all of a sudden, like, allow ourselves to see ourselves and see our reality in a different light and welcome a new possibility into
right.
our world.
Yeah, I think pop culture loves the Cinderella story where it looks like someone seemingly came out of the nowhere and they did this amazing thing. And then so when we think of this fabulous thing we want to create, we look at it and say, well, we want it tomorrow.
Right.
And yet, if you look back into those Cinderella stories, it's a series of all these little miracle breakthroughs that happened along the way that then allowed that to happen.
Absolutely.
And then when the opportunity showed up, they were prepared and stepping right into that role. Mm-hmm. And that's the exciting part about those Cinderella stories. And of course we want it tomorrow.
Yes.
And yet who I am today isn't even ready for that.
Right, right. And I think that this is so important. And then, you know, I know that different people in my show have talked about, just love reinforcing it, because I mean, this is kind of what we see in pop culture. It's like, oh, like, you know, like overnight success. And I'm like, yeah, what nobody tells you is that behind overnight success was like 10 years of like busting your ass trying to get stuff to work and a lot of iteration, a lot of an error and not giving up. And then all of a sudden it's like overnight success, you know, but it's, nobody really talks about like all of those pieces. And, you know, even as I was hearing you talk about kind of the miracle and how like it's little iterations, I know that you're familiar with this. And, you know, 6 years ago, me having an accident and then kind of developing a condition where I had the threat of having one of my legs amputated. And it took, you know, about 3 years for me to heal, you know, and like I walk normally, I do aerial dance, I do all kinds of amazing things, you know, and I kind of talk about it being a miracle, you know. And when I first started talking about it, my husband's like, what do you mean a miracle? Like, it took 3 years, you know, like, you know, it was like really painful and it took a long time. What are you talking a miracle, you know? But to me, it was like, it was a miracle because I went to surgery not knowing whether I was going to come out with two legs or one. And, you know, it was like the day before my birthday. And I remember he asked me, what do you want for your birthday? Okay. And I talk about this as the story of the tennis shoes. And that I, it was a pair of sneakers. He looked at me. She's like, but you're not going to be able to wear these. You realize, and I said, I know what I realize, exactly what I'm asking for. And I want those sneakers because I'm going to be wearing those sneakers. Right. So it was sort of me setting the anchor and the intention of, you know, I didn't say when. Right. And so to me, and, you know, and I'm just kind of using this example as kind of like this, you saying like, the miracle can happen overnight. It can happen in a couple of days. But I think that to me, eventually, it was like for me to be able to live a normal life, to walk, to be active, that is a miracle. That's not what I was staring at that moment, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I want to just circle back again for a moment to my friend Lynn, because,
yeah.
you know, she did die in 2005. Mm-hmm. And so you say, well, did she get a miracle? Like, what happened?
Uh-huh.
Like, after all this study, what happened?
Right.
And the truth of the situation is everyone that knew her believed she got an extra 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no question
mm-hmm.
that, because when she left to go to China, she had two collapsed lungs.
Wow.
And there was cancer everywhere.
Wow.
And then she lived for another 2 years after that. And there is a question within that of both intention and what we set out to do and what divine timing is, what your story is, and what you are here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't get to know we get the miracle, but we get to act like we're going to get one.
Right. I love that. I think you need to say that again.
It just the end?
Yes.
We don't know if we're going to get a miracle, but we get to act like we get that one.
Love it. And I wanted to reemphasize that because I think that that's super, super important. I think that it's a very beautiful, esoteric way. I talk a lot about, I call it passionate detachment, which is sort of this idea of like just jumping in wholeheartedly, you know, believing that word is that you're intending to happen, it's going to happen, and then completely detaching from the outcome, you know. And so but I think that the way that you phrased it is just so much more beautiful and elegant, and I love it. So.
Oh, well, thank you. And that idea is detaching from the outcome is, what if it's better?
Correct.
There's that too.
Correct. You know, and it's so funny because when I was teaching, I remember my students would get really upset when I wasn't giving them very specific directions of how I wanted their assignments and that kind of stuff. And I was like, listen, I don't want to limit you. Like, you, like, what if you're going to come up with something that is like incredible and brilliant and really creative, and I have limited you by telling you exactly how I want this assignment, and now you're going to create something that's really boring, and now we've lowered the bar for something that you might just come up with that's like pretty amazing. Like, so just do your best work and like surprise me. So they hated that. Because they were used to getting rubrics from professors that are like, well, you know, this one's it. But I think that this is so true for all of our lives. You know, like, we live our life in that way instead of really opening up to the possibilities of, like, we don't know what we're capable. And if we can just keep, like, exploring and keep pushing and keep opening, then we might just create amazing, miraculous things.
That's what my biggest talent is shining the light on other people's possibilities and having it look bigger and better and more exciting than it even they could imagine.
I beautifully said. So what do you think can get in the way of, like, what might block?
I discovered actually three things that get in the way, but they're kind of big. That get in the way. The first one is emotional triggers. And if our patterns of being have created who we are now, the reason that they're there are those emotional triggers. It is the things that we may claim. We might say, I'm an entrepreneur, or I'm an artist, or I'm a healer, or I'm, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, that you have gotten some sort of prompting, I'm going to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happens, you say that out loud, I am this,
mm-hmm.
and it instantly creates an emotional trigger
uh-huh.
that shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, well, that was a good idea, but I'm not really going to go do that. And so those emotional triggers
uh-huh.
are a big circle because you get stuck in them
mm-hmm.
because you say, I'm this, and then you're like, oh, but I'm not. And so then you might even try to go get certified or something out of that knot.
Yeah.
Try to go fix it. And mm-hmm. so this is when you see a lot of people, especially healers and artists and those kind of creative people, is they go get certified in something else. They may even get certified in a marketing or a business thing to attempt. And, but the challenge is when it's out of the emotional trigger, it's still that inside circle. You're creating a solution not out of your highest being.
I totally can relate with that. Like, often people tell me, like, oh, well, you have a PhD, you have 4 degrees. And I'm like, yeah, and I am happy about it and I'm proud of it now, but don't, like, they didn't come from my highest being. They came from, like, so much insecurity, and they came from feeling not good enough, and they came from not feeling like I was, like, really ready to, like, grow up and really step into, like, you know, I think that I have a strong sense of what I need to do. And I was like, no, not yet. I'm not ready yet. I need to go get this more education. I'm not ready yet. I need to do this other education, you know? And so I totally experienced that for 17 years in higher ed, you know? And so I totally, yeah, I 100%. And I see it so much with so many clients.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so what I've seen is the solution for that is to pick theme words that aren't emotional triggers.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you say to most people, say, I am creative, most people who aren't artists and that kind of realm, if they say, I am creative, they'll start to laugh instantaneously,
right? Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you say, I create, or I'm a creator,
mm-hmm.
or all kinds of other words.
I'm creating.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah. They actually don't trigger your brain at all.
Yeah.
And then you can stand in the feeling mm-hmm. of that candy. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, what would it be if I said, I am a creator? And where does that live in my body?
Mm-hmm.
Can we expand that somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Can we make that big and juicy?
Mm-hmm.
And then from that space, make a decision of what to do next.
Love that.
And so it's about choosing those words then that will trigger you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And being really aware of it, right? Looking for those triggers and watching that total emotional roller coaster we live on. And saying, okay, what was I just thinking before that happened? And how did I land there?
Yeah.
And can we maybe look back and say, oh, I said I was going to go help millions of people.
Why are you watching TV? Great. I think that I can't agree with that anymore. You are 100%. Yeah. So what else? What else do you see that's getting in the way?
So the next thing is actually one of the cures for all of that is something that most people don't expect. It is a daily practice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And most people many people have a spiritual daily practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And many people have a physical daily practice.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't have a business daily practice, mm-hmm. a miracle daily practice, or a money daily practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they do have a money daily practice, it's a negative one. That's saying, we don't have enough.
Right, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so those other, the business practice and the miracle practice
mm-hmm.
is a lacking piece. And there's
yes.
lots of really cool ways. I mean, there's, in fact, hundreds of books out about it.
Yes.
I created a game for it. But but there are some really simple ways to add those things. You know, a great money practice is actually just every day open up your purse or wallet and sort out your money.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in nice order.
Mm-hmm.
Honor it and thank it for how it got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it back in there and then live in that space of expansion
mm-hmm.
of the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just one of the things. It only takes a couple minutes,
yep.
but it's a great money practice.
Yep.
Some people don't have relationship practices.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone should have a relationship practice as well. And a simple one, of course, if you're already in a loving relationship, is to every day wake up and look at that other person and say, how can I serve them today?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful relationship practice.
Totally. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Business practice. There's a simple business practice is simply look in your business and say, how can I serve my business today?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so those little things, and some people like to journal that. Some
yeah.
people like to just meditate over that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, so it can be as long or as short as you need. A practice, a daily practice doesn't have to take hours. You can add it to brushing your teeth.
Right.
You're brushing your teeth, right?
And I love it. I love it that you're talking about this because, you know, I talk a lot about rewiring our brain for success. And a huge part of that is creating habits and daily practices. And so I love to hear you talking about it from this perspective and, you know, like just kind of, again, having that spirituality and science coming together. I love it. It's beautiful. So are there other things that you feel like get in the way of the creating the miracle?
There were three. So the first one was was emotional triggers. The second one is lack of daily practice.
Lack of daily
practice.
The last
one, yeah. Uh-huh. And the last one is actually not listening for guidance, like not hearing spiritual or soul guidance
mm-hmm.
or intuition or however you want to
mm-hmm.
phrase that.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of it is not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're listening, they're not
taking action.
Yeah. And so, and not acting really comes from lack of trust.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They don't actually trust that it's true. focus on the little things. So when the big things show up, it's really easy to trust that you need to go in that direction.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't planning on sharing this, but I guess it's relevant. You know, you and I had talked a little bit about I had my appendix taken out on Friday, and I haven't shared this publicly, but given what we're talking about, it's a perfect example of, you know, I've been working on listening to my intuition and, you know, listening and taking action and listening and taking action. And so what was interesting is that turns out that my appendix wasn't in the normal place. So for most people, the pain for appendicitis is like on the lower right quadrant of your abdomen. And so most people know that if you're getting kind of acute pain and it's kind of towards that side, then you'll know that that's what it is. So it turns out that my appendix was somewhere in the middle of my body. And so so rationally, there wasn't any way for me to know that that is what it could be. It just kept coming, like it just kept coming up and it kept coming up, even though my symptoms were decreasing. Like it was really, really bad on Wednesday, a little bit less bad on Thursday, a little bit less bad on Friday. I just had the sense of like something is really wrong, you know? And so when I went to see the doctor, she ran a couple tests and the tests were kind of like, you know, and so she said, well, we could order a CT scan now, or you can just wait and see how you feel over the weekend. And then if things don't get better, then you could just go to the ER and get the CT scan then. And my intuition was so strong as to like, can we order now? And, you know, and it was like, as soon as we order, and she's like, okay. And as soon as I hung up, I went and packed a bag. And I told my husband, okay, like, I'm ready. I packed a bag, because I like intuitively, like just knew, like, it's not that I wanted it, but I just sort of like knew what I needed to do. And I'm super grateful, because it was like me really like listening to the intuition and taking action that like literally like saved my life and was able to take all of the right action so that it didn't burst. It didn't have to go into all of the emergency stuff. Whereas rationally, it wasn't making sense.
Right, right. And that's the exciting part about it, that then honing it along the way. And so something as simple as getting an intuition, and this happens to business people all the time when they first start doing intuition work, mm-hmm. is that they have intuition to say, like, go for a walk.
Yeah.
And they're in the middle of a deadline.
Right.
Or they need to, you know, go play. Or, you know, why don't you go to the museum today?
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're like, no, I can't do that. And yet, what happens when they go on that walk, they run into the neighbor who's exactly the person who can help them with the deadline, who, you know, like, it's this whole crazy thing that happens, mm-hmm. because they simply honored the seemingly unrelated hit that happened right at that moment.
Yeah.
And so getting to that moment of trusting and then looking for, so there's a lot of ways, of course, to get that validated. You know, it's not just, I'm going to hear it, because some people don't even hear intuition.
Right.
They don't hear words. They don't hear those kind of a feeling,
right.
that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so being able to open up, how do I hear my intuition?
Right.
How do I validate my intuition, mm-hmm. so that I can get an action on it?
Right. Which I love, love, love. So it seems like this might be a really good place, if you agree, to maybe have us go through you showing us kind of going through your game and through the example. I'm going
to
give out the number again for those of you that are listening in, and then you, if you want to call in and have questions, the number to call is 646-716-7979. Okay, 646-716-7979. Okay, so what Jean's going to do is so those of you that end up signing up for the video, you will be able to get to see this a little bit. But those of you that you're listening, so Jean, can you, like, as you're doing it, can you walk us through, like, verbally,
of
so
course.
That people can just kind of get a sense of what's happening as you're, like, doing the stuff physically? Because this is
okay.
so fun and
so
exciting.
So I've got three decks of cards. The first one is the angel being cards, and I'm going to shuffle them. And so, Elena, you can just say stop when you want me to stop. So this, I'm going to draw a card for everyone who's listening today, everyone can play along with us. And because you will get your own personal answer that's just for you. We do through joy. Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now I have the butterfly chakra card. I'm going to hold those, and Elena's going to say stop when it's time in.
Stop.
And we drew on chakra one, purpose in the world. And then we have our energy cards, and I'm going to shuffle those, and she's going to say stop.
Stop.
Communicating. So then I'm going to pull out our journal pad. And I'm going to fill in what we got. So we got joy and our chakra one, purpose in the world, and communicating. So what I've done right now is I've created a sentence that your brain cannot finish. So all you can do when I state the sentence is you're going to listen for the answer that's right for you, for the end of this sentence.
Awesome.
I am joy in my purpose in the world. Therefore, I'm communicating. I am joy in my purpose in the world. Therefore, I am communicating.
Love and gratitude to everybody that I encounter.
Awesome. So I'm just going to write that down on here. And what this is then the day's mantra. Mm-hmm. This is where you're going to live from all day. So if you're listening to this, you can finish that sentence for yourself. So what are you communicating for your purpose in the world?
It's made me teary.
Yeah, exactly. So now what we're going to do is stand in that angel card, which was joy.
Mm-hmm.
So now this was one of those, usually this is not a trigger word for people. If this triggers you, though, then you would pick another word. But you're going to just say, I am joy. And standing in the place of being joy, if you were nothing else but joy, everything about you is joy, you are joy everywhere. Where does that live in your body? Where does it show up? It'll show up maybe as a little tingle somewhere or a little
heart
movement in your heart. Mm-hmm. I have it show up kind of in my belly, mm-hmm. like it shows up there. And so from that space, I just want you to feel that feeling and expand it a little bit. Like just let it flow out. Let it just get a little bit bigger. That joy gets bigger in you and wider and encompass more of you. And then from that space, you're going to listen to your intuition one more time. And in light of that space, what would your key action be for today?
So I have self-care, like self-care, self-nourish, and creating, like joyful creation.
Cool.
And it's kind of funny because joy, you said if it's a trigger word, this is such a silly thing. I've never shared this with anybody, but at one point I wanted to change my name and I wanted to change my name to Joy.
Wow.
So it's so funny because when you said I'm Joy, I was like, yeah, like that just feels like so much like who I am.
Home.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And so what happens then is that these journal cards are little tear-off sheets. You actually carry that with you for the day. And those actions, by doing those actions, basically you've opened a miracle portal. And by doing those actions, you get to step into the portal and something is shifted and a miracle happens for you either tomorrow, next week, or next year. You've changed the fabric of the energy of the planet simply by doing the intuitive actions that showed up. So you can imagine doing that every day would make an impact on your world.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And, you know, this is something that I've done. You know, I love it. I have your game. I do it. I use it. It's so fun. And it's really, I think that it's an incredible tool, especially for people as they are beginning to develop that trust, that relationship with their intuition, because it gives you something tangible and something that you can track. And so, you know, it's really easy to kind of doubt. You know, it's so funny because I have so many friends that are healers and intuitives. And then when I talk to them, a lot of times, you know, I'm like, how can I help you? A lot of times it's like, I'm doubting myself, which is really funny to me, you know, because like, you know, in some ways it's like we help other people be more like assured. And then we sometimes doubt ourselves, you know, and it's usually when we get like go up to our heads, you know, but we're able to kind of drop down to our hearts. And then there's like no doubt, there's like so much clarity there. And so this, I think, is like, it's a tangible tool that people can use to like bring them down to their head, into their heart, and then start tracking and using
right.
and trusting.
Yeah, so if people are playing the game, then once they've done that, there's actually a booklet that goes with it. And each day, then they go in and tally what they got. And we tally for 100 days, actually, and every 25 days we stop and take a reflection back and say, what happened? And what are some of the blind spots? How are we decoding what's been showing up for us? And it allows us to really take things faster and bigger because we're actually evaluating what's going on all along the way.
So we talked a lot about this, and this is so exciting. And I'm sure that people are going to be like, okay, so then how do I get to this game? And how can I play this game? And, you know, and so can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, of course, of course. We did our beta test on this game all through the winter, and we are in production. The games will be available at the end of the week. And so right now, actually, you can pre-order the game right on my website. But in the meantime, I wanted to give you something because I know everyone needs a little shift in their money and miracles in the planet, right?
Tell us what it is.
I have a really sweet little recording called Mindset Magic, Tapping into Money and Miracles. And it's used both EFT tapping, if you've ever done that. If you haven't done it, it's okay. You can still do it with me. And then it's followed with a really powerful reprogramming and energy practice that allows you to reprogram your money and miracles mindset. And I put color angels up on the screen for you. And so we use the vibration of that color to actually shift the energy on each one of those statements that we put in. Things like, I attract money and miracles in my life and things like that.
I love that. So how you can get that gift is at tinyurl.com/miraclegene. So tinyurl.com/miraclegene, all one word. And that's where you're going to be able to get into this special clearing and activation that she has recorded for us. And then if once they access that, will you be able to notify them about the
yes.
the
game? Yes, I will let them know as soon as it's ready.
Okay.
Because
I'm sure that people are going to be like, oh, that sounds fabulous. Like, how can I get a hold of this?
I'm sorry, you have to wait. I'm so sorry.
Well, and I guess I'm going to say, so you do this game along with a support group.
Right. So there is, you can either buy the game standalone if you're the kind of person who just kind of can do it on your own. I'm the kind of person who always needs someone to help keep me accountable and tell me what's going on, those kind of things. You know who you are, right?
Yes. Well, it's so funny. You know, I know that we are kind of having to wrap up. I don't see anybody calling in, which is why I didn't, you know, call on them. But I want to, you know, there's so much like that you have given us, and I'm super super grateful, and I just love how you've created the game. And you know, you and I need to talk a little bit more, because part of me is like, I know I need to do an intuition course. I need to start teaching people on doing intuition, and maybe we need to just, you know, partner together of how they could do intuition, and then you do a game piece alongside of it, so that we're doing
Ooh,
daily practices.
That sounded pretty fun.
While I'm teaching some of the sciencey and the, you know, all the other stuff, and so I think that might be really fun.
I love that you said sciencey, because that's my son always says that. Yeah, we're gonna do sciencey things now.
Well, you know, I did like a little tiny, I did a little tiny workshop, and one of the people in the workshop is someone just like, I love this because I love how you created the system and the structure that takes care of my sciencey side that wants to have all this organization for something that is so like esoteric and so, you know, like heart and abstract kind of thing, you know. And so I just kind of see your game being such an important part of that. And it's so fun. There's also this other piece, and I don't know that we'll have time, about like how you created, like what it means to be an angel, a peacock, and a butterfly, and what those energies mean.
The miracle archetypes, basically. I've put together a little ebook about that too. So yes, I will send out information about each one of the things. So if you come get the little free recording, I will send you some links to everything else. You can check it out, see if it's a good match.
I think that would be fabulous because you guys will love it. So you want to go to tinyurl.com/miraclesgene. J-E-A-N, just in case you were wondering. and Jean, it was so, so wonderful having you. It's such a delight to just have your energy, your presence. We have about like 2 minutes. Is there anything else that you want to leave our listeners with?
I just believe everyone can have a miracle. And I know that everyone's here to create something unique and special in the world that they are uniquely created to do. And I would love to be part of that possibility and helping move that into the world and be everything that you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. I love that. You and I vibrate at such same energy. I just love that, you know. We need to, like, have more and more people supporting each of us into like stepping into our brilliance. So love having you, Jean. I am so incredibly grateful. You guys really go and check out this amazing activation, tinyurl.com/miraclesgene, and then you'll get all kinds of great information about like the miracle archetypes and then how to get access to the game and how to start tuning into all of this. Jean is amazing. So
thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
So thank you, Jean.
Mwah.
Radio.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Great deals are springing up at New York & Company. Starting today, 50% off everything, no exclusions. Plus, only $10 for the perfect shirt. 40 styles to choose from. Dress up time, over 200 options, from maxis to fit and flare perfect for everywhere, starting at $16.99. Find on-trend, on-sale dresses from the new Ava Mendez collection. Hop online or to stores to get 50% off everything at New York & Company.